This is an All Ears English bonus episode, why you should set boundaries in business, plus get on the invite list. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Hey guys, get on the list now. Our business English course is coming out very, very soon. Today, in this bonus, you'll hear about an interview that Michelle did in the course with Carly, who works two jobs and still finds time for self-care in her career. Listen now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Michelle, can you believe that our business English course is coming out really, really soon?
I can't believe it. It's so it's so exciting. Yes. And I'm so excited for, you know, when our students get it, they're just going to love it. We've worked really hard on this, and I'm so excited because, like, this is what our listeners need, right?
This is what
they need. To succeed in the business world. You guys are going to love it. It is going to be really helpful, and I've enjoyed creating it.
Absolutely. I mean, right now we're working on module 8, which is really unique, and it's the kind of module you don't find anywhere on the internet, right? So the idea, guys, is in that module, the very last module of the course, we show you the 6 skills that you need to succeed in a new economy. And we're not going to tell you what they are on the podcast. You have to get in the course to know, right? But Michelle, the other cool thing about this course is that we do interviews with native business professionals, right?
That's one of my favorite things about the whole course is just like I can't even count how many interviews there are. And module 8 just kind of, it's like, it brings it home. It's like, here are all the interviews, right? It's so good.
Yeah, we have more interviews in module 8 with native speakers for sure. And you, as part of module 8, right, you interviewed Carly, okay? Mm-hmm. And Carly was talking about, you know, self-care, and especially when it comes to technology. Right. I would love to hear a little bit about that interview, and then we want to teach our listeners today 2 of the key vocab words, native terms that they will learn in the course.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So I had the opportunity to interview Carly, and Carly has like 2 jobs, 2 really stressful, demanding jobs. And she does not work like a typical, like 9 to 5 and like then goes home. Like she has 2 jobs. So she works in healthcare, and she also is a choreographer.
My gosh.
So she does a ton of things. So she'll like go to one job and then like her night is going to be a choreographer. So she really, I mean, she really cares about self-care, and it's amazing that she does that, because I find, honestly, for me, when I am overwhelmed, self-care can kind of be the first thing to just go out the window.
Oh, yeah.
And it's terrible. So I think the fact that Carly made it a priority, even with such a busy schedule, the fact that she like makes that important instead of saying whatever, you know, and just like suffering from stress, I think that's so huge. And that's why I'm like was so glad that we could talk to her. So we talked a lot about her tips, about her thoughts on self-care and why it's important. And you guys are going to get so many good ideas from Carly in this interview. So I love that. And one of the things that, you know, Lindsay, I think we wanted to talk about today is the feeling of the smartphone. And Carly talks about screen time, and she talks about the phone and the fact that, you know, now it's almost like you never leave work, right? We were talking about how the smartphone, because you can always get your email, it's almost like, you know, it's hard to know when to stop working. Yeah, yeah. And she talked about setting those, I want to say a key word, boundaries, right? We talked about boundaries and deadlines and saying like, okay, enough. Lindsay, I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, so that is one of the key words that we want to give our listeners in this bonus episode, right? To set boundaries. And guys, in the course, you're going to get a whole list of very native words that come out of these interviews. But yeah, and I also wanted to teach our listeners another bonus that I thought of just now. I mean, Carly is right. You're right. I've seen it here in my home, right? When we work from home, the self-care can go by the wayside when we get stressed, right? Yeah. I mean, even this morning, to be honest, I had planned to get up at 5:30 to start editing our videos for the course. But for some reason, my alarm didn't go off. And I woke up at 6:30. And normally what I do is get up and meditate Tuesday and Thursday mornings. But that went by the wayside because I had to get to the video editing. So this is what happened. So what did Carly give us as kind of a recommendation of how to handle this?
Well, she talked about setting these boundaries, right? Saying like, okay, it's, I think she said maybe like 8 p.m. or whatever it is. And like, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to, you know, and it's hard. I mean, for me, because I mean, I think the other thing is that now, like so many people have it's just like their personal account might be linked to their work account.
Oh yeah.
So it's not even like, I mean, even if, I mean, it's like almost like we should just separate our emails more because if you just look at your email and it's your personal account, you can get things from work. And so I think, or even if you don't have them separated, you know, you just are tempted to check it. And so she talked about like saying like, no,
yeah.
And I think that's really, really important. And that leads me to our other key term, right, Lindsay, which is me time. What is me time? It sounds so funny, but it's used all the time.
It's modern. It's native and it's modern. Yeah. And if you guys are talking to native speakers, they're going to be using these terms. So you want to be able to have these conversations. Right. Me time is, you know, it's time that you set aside for yourself, right? Maybe you go hiking on the weekends or you say on Sunday, I'm going to put up my out of the office notice, which we should be doing all weekend. And at All Ears English, we try to do that. We try not to work on the weekends. No one is expected to work on the weekends. If you want to work, you can, right? But we try not to. And so me time is time that we reserve for ourselves. And natives say this all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, exactly. So I like, and Carly, I believe Carly even used that and she didn't know like, oh, that's a key word, you know, but I'm almost positive that's in the interview. So it goes to show you like, this is a really useful term, right? This is real stuff, guys. You're not going to, we're not teaching you things that are not useful.
Yeah. I mean, I love the interviews in this course because again, similar to our other course, the Connected Communicator, they are not scripted. I mean, we do have questions prepared, but the other person doesn't have a script they're reading off. You're getting natural English in a true interview format. So that's why you guys are getting the most real English. We want you to learn with real materials, not with textbooks. And that's what we give you in this course. Right, Michelle?
Definitely. Definitely. Those interviews are so huge. So I enjoyed getting involved with a couple of them and seeing everybody else's. And, you know, I think, oh, gosh, I what better way to learn than to just listen to people speaking in their real way of talking, not through, you know, there's just so much of that in this course. That's what we wanted to give you guys so that you can really benefit from this course.
It's so good. But Michelle, this is going to be invite only, right? And our listeners know this because we've been on the show to say this a couple of times in the last few weeks, but it's invite only because it's just an initial launch and we want to have a smaller number of students so we can work with you guys, get feedback, improve the course. It's an exclusive launch by invite only. So Michelle, where can our listeners go to get on that invitation list?
It's allearsenglish.com/early.
Yes, I love it. So guys, go there now if you want to continue this conversation, get access to this course if you want to receive that email when the course opens. And it is happening very soon. So go right away to allearsenglish.com/early and get on that list. Okay.
Okay. All right, Lindsay, this has been so much fun. And guys, enjoy that course and make sure you take some me time for yourself today.
For sure. All right, Michelle, have a good day. Right, take care.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.